Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 14th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.52, and the dew point is 43 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal declaration of disaster emergency last night due to wildfires across the state. The State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka is monitoring weather conditions. Extreme dryness in many parts of the state combined with above normal temperatures and continued gusty winds prompted elevated fire concerns. The World's a Fun Code of Conduct has been changed after a massive fight opening weekend. Armetta Landrum has the details.
World's a Fun is making a significant change to its code of conduct after a massive fight involving 100 to 150 teens. A chaperone must present an ID when entering, accompanying their group during the entry, remain inside the park, and be available by phone throughout their visit. Park officials have zero tolerance of this kind of behavior and believe those responsible should be held accountable. I'm Armetta Landrum.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ed.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Revenue, in partnership with PayIt, announced on Thursday the addition of identification card renewal services to ICANN. ICANN is Kansas's digital government platform that delivers services from state agencies on an end-to-end platform to residents with web, mobile, and native Apple and Android apps available. ID renewal joins the growing list of online services available to Kansas residents through ICANN, including renewing driver's licenses and vehicle registrations, ordering birth, death, and marriage certificates, and purchasing annual park passes. As of March of 2023, more than one in three Kansas residents were registered with ICANN, and the addition of identification renewal enables ICANN to serve over 10,000 additional residents each year. To renew an ID, residents can log into the ICANN platform or access as a guest, select ID credentials renewal, and provide your name, date of birth, ID number, and last four digits of your Social Security number to submit the request. To access the services, you can visit ICANN.KS.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers looking to hire to participate in the April statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works. And this virtual event will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 19th. Tolan said that their goal is to attract and retain top talent across the state in a wide variety of sectors to keep the entire economy moving forward. He added that the Kansas Works team is working hard to place Kansans in good-paying jobs and help them establish careers. The virtual job fair portal also features helpful information, such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event, and registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. To register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. A public hearing will be conducted at 1 p.m. Monday, April 17th, to consider the adoption of proposed revisions to the regulatory requirements for retail food establishments. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as through video conferencing system. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is proposing revisions to KAR 4288 to update the regulatory requirements for retail food establishments contained in the Kansas Food Code. The Kansas Food Code sets food safety standards for Kansas retail food establishments, and the current regulatory requirements have not been updated since 2012. The proposed regulatory revisions are based on the model food code currently used by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which was adopted in 2017. The proposed revisions include amendments to several sections of the Kansas Food Code, and these changes will provide some clarity to food safety requirements and enhance safety practices in retail food establishments. They'll also provide uniformity between the requirements imposed on retail food establishments in Kansas and other states. The Kansas Department of Agriculture uses the public hearing and comment process to improve decisions and appreciates public participation in the process. A copy of the updated Kansas Food Code, the expanded notice of public hearing, including a brief overview of the substantive revisions, and the economic impact statement can be accessed on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. And anyone desiring to participate through video conference must pre-register at that page to be provided with a video link. For more information, including special accommodations or a copy of the regulation, you can contact Rhonda Hutton at 785-564-6715. If it's been several seasons since you last reviewed your homeowner's insurance policy, the next round of storms could bring an unwelcome surprise because inflation and rising construction costs, along with gaps in coverage, could mean that your home is underinsured. Insurance carriers reported over 30,000 claims in Kansas during the peak of last year's storm season, so it's important to review your current coverage to ensure that your home is sufficiently covered. And it's your responsibility to update your coverage in case of a loss. Not all policies cover expenses such as water and windstorm damage, debris or tree removal, severe backup due to flooding, sump pump failure, or additional living expenses if a disaster forces you from your home. And if a disaster does strike, the last thing you want to worry about is making a list of everything you own for loss purposes. So you need to make sure to keep an update of an inventory of your personal property stored in a safe place, such as a fireproof box or a safe deposit box. For more information about homeowners coverage, you can visit the Home and Renters Insurance page on the department's website. And since you find a need to file a claim this season, you can consult the Homeowners Claim Settlement Guide or contact the Kansas Insurance Department Consumer Assistance Division at 1-800-432-2484. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work will begin April 17th on U.S. 6 and 34 from Atlanta to Holdridge, reference post 15032 to reference post 15689. The work will include asphalt milling and asphalt overlay, and traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. The anticipated completion is September of 2023, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. Two people were transported to a Kansas hospital following a rollover crash on Wednesday morning near the Nebraska-Kansas line. According to the Furnace County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded at 11:45 a.m. to the crash, which was approximately 1 mile north on the state line on Highway 283. The Sheriff's Office said a 2019 International semi and trailer was northbound on Highway 283 when it left the roadway to the right. The driver, 62-year-old James Moore Jr. of Gibbon, Nebraska, overcorrected. However, due to the winds, he was unable to recover, resulting in the rollover crash. Moore Jr. and a passenger, 33-year-old Nico Brown of Carroll, Iowa, were transported to the Norton County Hospital in Norton with minor injuries and were later released. The Furnace County Sheriff's Office reported that 5 search warrants were executed in Cambridge and Arapahoe on Tuesday, and deputies arrested 4 people, although they say that charges are being sought for at least 2 other people. 51-year-old Albert Hobbs of Cambridge was arrested on suspicion of multiple felony charges related to methamphetamine, marijuana, and weapons possession. And deputies also think that Hobbs intended to sell methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a school.
two others, 57-year-old James Hobb II of Cambridge and 59-year-old Darla McIntyre of Arapahoe, were also arrested on several methamphetamine and marijuana-related charges. A fourth person, 53-year-old Christine Hobbs of Cozad, received a misdemeanor charge. However, felony charges are pending. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Nebraska State Patrol in its investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County starting the week of April 17th. The crews will be surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The Kansas Legislature, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature Representative Clark Sanders of District 69 in Salina and Representative Ken Rogers of District 110 in Agra today, Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. The Kansas Legislature is a program that takes place during the legislative session and gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. And during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788 with their legislative questions. To find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can visit their website at smokyhillspbs.org, where you'll find a 2023 season schedule. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting held on April the 11th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, and Sam Nicholson, along with Dallas Goslin, the Executive Director, and Administrative Assistant Amy Levine. The March meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, political consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith summarized the passing and failing of bills from the recently concluded legislative session. Director Goslin advised that he had attended the Almena City Council meeting in an effort to attain an Almena representative to fill the vacancy on the Economic Development Board, and they were working closely to get the position filled. He also stated that they finalized a design for ESD. A meeting took place with the developer, and there were discussions regarding local investment in housing, as the developer has access to builders and is fully prepared to take on the risk, but is looking for local investment to speed up the process. The idea is that local investors have a vested interest in keeping the subdivision up to date. There were discussions about assisting a business in a short-term lease to make the grounds operational. However, an agreement could not be established, causing the deal to gain no traction. A brief update was then provided following a local and regional meeting with the Kansas Department of Transportation, making highway access for ESD an easy possibility. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 12th, the Northern Valley track team traveled to Oberlin to compete in a quadrangular meet with Oberlin, Greeley County, and Wallace County. And Coach Cole said it was a hot, windy day against good competition. Northern Valley won first place in two relay races. Lucas Hansen placed second in the triple jump. Peter Town placed third in the 2 mile. And Tate Talheim placed third in the pole vault. The Husky boys placed fourth in the meet as a team. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, whipped potatoes, rolls, fruit, and milk. And your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 3 p.m., the high school junior varsity golf in Hill City, and also at 3 p.m., the high school track in Hill City. For tomorrow, Saturday, April 15th, all day long, the high school regional band solo ensemble in Oberlin, and at 8 a.m., forensics at Norton Community High School. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of rain between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy today through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 77 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms, and then rain and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m., with a low around 37. It will be breezy with a north wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and our chance of precipitation tonight is 80%. On Saturday, rain before 11 a.m., then rain will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then a chance of rain after 2 p.m., with a high near 52 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation of 80% on Saturday. On Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of rain before 8 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 32 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and breezy, with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be clear with a low around 32. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 76. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 and breezy. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy. And on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers, should be mostly sunny with a high near 68. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.52, and the dew point is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. For the Kansas State Wildcats, they're going to need to go to the transfer portal to replace several key parts of their team, including their point guard coming up this next season under head coach Jerome Tang and Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com. Join WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed small school transfers and guys moving up from a mid-major or low-major level to a place like Kansas State and some of the bigger conferences, and how he feels that no matter what stage they were previously on, how he feels that low-major players can definitely play.
You play, you play. I think we've seen it. You know, you look at Marquise Noel, he came up from Arkansas Little Rock, spent two seasons at K-State. The actor just needs a bigger stage to go, you know, put on a show, and that's exactly what we've seen. Sure, you can, if you can find a guy like Keontae that is coming through the portal, that's a really proven commodity at a high level, that's nice, but there's dudes that can really mix it up all over the place, and you put him into this K-State system under Jerome Tang, and I think they'll flourish.
Okay, in sports, Fulton Cast.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Bread Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a mid-level trough of low pressure now currently in the northern Rockies. We have some moisture coming in from the south that could result in a brief shower or thunderstorm here early on across parts of south-central Kansas. Otherwise, we'll be watching a cold front moving our direction here later today. A few thunderstorms may form along and ahead of the cold front this afternoon. The better chance, though, is going to be this evening and later tonight. As we see more thunderstorm development, the main threats are going to be quarter-sized hail and damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, in southwestern Kansas, dry today with a fire danger threat with gusty winds. In northwestern Kansas today, our high in the mid-50s, a chance of rain this afternoon. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon in north-central Kansas, our high in the low 80s. Northeastern Kansas, breezy today with a high 85. Dry today again in southwest Kansas with a high in the low 80s. Showers possible this morning in south-central Kansas. Thunderstorms later on tonight to our high in the mid-80s. 80 degrees and sunny today in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets this morning are mostly lower. Kansas City wheat going to the downside in the past few minutes, leaving just old crop corn in the green. May corn up 3.5, 655 and 3/4. July up 1.25, 626 and 3/4. December new crop down 1.5, 552 and 1/4. Soybeans for May down 4.25, 1496 and 3/4. July down 4.5, 1468 and 3/4. November new crop down 7.5 at 1305. Kansas City wheat may down a half penny, 844 and 3/4. July down a couple pennies at 829 and 1/4. Chicago wheat may down 2 3/4, 664 and 1/4. July down 3 at 673 a bushel. Dow Industrials have gone higher in the past hour, up 31 points at 34,221. Crude oil up 31 cents a barrel at 82.47. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planted with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you.